Our story is one episode away from landing on Earth. So, for our final chapter in space, this is episode 7 of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the crash.
Things were getting pretty confusing on this intergalactic case I'd gotten myself into. Our ship had grown deathly quiet after Tolop went to check on Neela.
I knew why Neela wasn't talking to me, but Tolop? Most of the time I have to tell him to shut up, but for the past few hours I hadn't heard a peep out of him. Maybe I shouldn't have brought up this whole feminine side business.
If I'd been Tolop, I'd have clammed up too.
But he's always been there for me through thick and thin, facing every danger by my side. Why would talking about having a feminine side keep him from helping me understand our client? I don't know. I still had to wonder if he was holding something back, something he'd found out when he talked to Neela.
That's why I had to hit this thing head on. But every time I made a move toward Tolop, he had some excuse to get up and leave me at the controls. He was tired, or he needed a snack. His latest was that he had to go to the job.
Be right back, Ryan. I don't know what was in that lunch we had, but it sure ain't settling down right. I wish it was just food that wasn't settling down. I can't believe I didn't tell Ryan about Neela's call when I had the chance.
If I tell him now, he'll know I lied to him. But if I don't tell him now, he'll go on believing he's got a chance with Neela. That wouldn't be fair.
And I don't know where he's getting all this talk about a feminine side. He might be wanting to find his, but I sure want to stay clear of mine. Even if I have one.
I don't know. Sometimes I guess I catch myself thinking something or feeling something that kind of surprises me. I sure hate lying to my best friend. Wow. That's the first time I've ever thought that. But I guess it's true. Ryan is, and always has been, my best friend.
Ah, come on, Tolop, shake it off. Best friend or not, Ryan thinks you went to the John. Better prove it.
Tolop, I need to know something. Did you...
Wait a minute, boss. I just remembered we got a message from Eddie a little bit ago. You looked like you were doing some heavy thinking at the time, so I saved it for you.
Mr. Ryan? I saw this button on the security feed that says leave a message. You know, it's right by that star map button thingy we talked about. Anyways, that's what I'm doing, leaving you a message. So, I guess that's it. Until next time. Oh, wait. Silly me. I didn't leave the message, did I? I got a hold of Tempest, and she said she and Lieber would leave right away. So, I'm guessing they'll be here pretty soon. I'll check in with you when they get here. Bye now.
There you go. I guess we'd better get ready for that call, huh?
Yes, we'd better. But Tolop, I really wish you would
tell me. Yeah, I know. I need to work on that screen. It's getting a little fuzzy, don't you think?
It looks all right to me, Tolop.
I guess I'm just a little picky when it comes to stuff like that. By the way, what do you have planned for the star map? You had Eddie turn it back on. Won't Tempest find out where we are?
Well, not if she's looking at the wrong star map.
What?
We have all our old flight histories recorded somewhere, don't we?
Well, sure. I can pull them up in a couple of minutes, but why... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm catching on. You want me to replace our real flight plan on the security feed with one of our old ones?
That's right. If Timbus is tracking our movements, we need to give her a little bit of help.
I'm on it, boss.
And Tolop, we really need to talk sometime.
Sure, no problem. Just let me get this map switched out. Plus, I think Neela's little brother is making another one of his stops. I have to keep an eye out for how long he's off course. We'll talk later, okay?
It sure seemed like Tolop was still avoiding having to talk to me. But I had to let him do his job. We were in the middle of a case, after all.
I wasn't quite ready to push through whatever wall Tolop was building, but I knew something was definitely wrong, and I knew I would eventually have to make him talk to me. But that would have to wait.
We had to keep our eye on Neela's little brother, who was about to land in the middle of a deal gone wrong.
Toilet keeps backing up, and that Starflux coffee just runs right through me. Oh, this is as good a place as any to stop. Ooh, there's an alley.
Ain't you's a little early?
Early? I don't know.
You don't know? He says he don't know, Grud. That's a pretty fancy ship you've got there, mister. You don't have a clock?
Well, yeah, sure, I've got a clock. I guess I'm just making good time.
Making good time? You hear that, Grud? He made good time. What if we hadn't been a little early ourselves, huh?
Yeah. What would have happened then, little guy? Huh?
Well, I guess I didn't realize you'd be here already.
You didn't realize, huh? You don't sound like I thought you would, does he, Grud?
No, boss. He don't sound like you thought he would. Or like I thought he would. He sure don't.
Well, how did you think I'd sound?
Like somebody who's done this before.
Yeah, like somebody who's done this before.
Like somebody who's done what before?
Hey, boss. He's funny, ain't he?
Yeah, he's pretty funny, all right. Or maybe he's just being smart.
Yeah, maybe he's just being... What?
Smart. He's just being smart. He's just checking us out to make sure we're his contacts. Is that it, Mr.
Orb. My name is Orb. And yeah, you're right. I've been checking you out, and you passed my checking you out test. I guess you really are my contacts.
You hear that, boss? We passed. I ain't heard that word in a long time.
I'm sure you haven't.
What did you say?
I said, I'm sure you have.
All right. I think we can go ahead and do this thing.
Sure. Let's do this thing.
Here's the stuff. You've been told where to drop this, right?
Right. Yeah, I know right where to drop it. Can you... give me a little more information about what's in here?
More information. Did you hear that, boss? He wants more information.
Yeah, all right. You can stop now. You're messing with us, ain't you? They said they'd send their best to pick this up and do the drop. And you's good. You sure had us fooled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm messing with you. If that's it, I'll take this and drop it off at the place it's supposed to be dropped.
Yeah, that's it. We get paid as soon as you tell them you have the package.
That's right. And so I better go back inside the ship and send that message, huh?
Yeah, and come right back out with the money. Hey, why'd he close the door? We don't have the money yet.
He's messing with us again. Give him time to make the call. Then he'll be right back out.
Say, boss. Why is he starting the ship?
Don't worry, Grud. We've been dealing with these guys for years. They always pay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm worried for nothing. Yep, I'm worried for nothing. Boss, what's going on?
Wait!
Boss?
What?
Look behind you.
Yeah, I'm here. Right on time. So, where's the package?
Good. Get our ship ready. Now!
how do I keep getting myself into these messes? But I didn't have any other choice, right? Those guys would have killed me if I'd come back without their money. Well, whatever this is, it's gonna have to stay with me. Well, let's see what's in here. Oh, no. What's happening? No! Something just triggered the alarm! They're coming after me! No, they're coming after this! Time to speed test this ship. Well, at least I don't need a potty break anymore.
We didn't know it at the time, but Orb's latest stop was about to lead us into a series of adventures to tell the grandchildren.
Because only grandchildren would believe them. Meanwhile, I was still trying to get a handle on what was happening on my ship and inside my head. This feminine side business was starting to play with my mind. Plus, I didn't understand Neela, and I couldn't connect with Tolip.
The only thing I knew for sure was what I had planned for my second meeting with Neela's parents. I had two goals. One, to send Timbus on a wild goose chase. And two, to use the meeting as bait to bring Neela out of her quarters.
Hey boss, Eddie just sent word that they're ready for that meeting.
Good. Do we have a nice alternate route on the map screen?
You got it. Great idea, boss.
All right. You get them on the screen and I'll see if I can talk Neela into joining us.
You think she'll want to see her mom?
No. But I know she'll want to see her dad.
All right, I'll give you a couple of minutes. This should be very entertaining. Ryan, Neela, and Neela's parents all at the same time. Then you stick Eddie in the middle of it, and
the circus just came to town. I don't know. Maybe I've been too hard on Eddie. She's doing her best. And I have to admit, she's been able to take care of more things than I thought. She's probably just trying to make a living like the rest of us. And this trip would have been pretty boring without her. At least she makes me laugh.
Well, let's see if we can get a good connection. We're getting pretty far away from home now. Eddie? You there?
Tolip, is that you? I can barely hear you. And there's nothing on the screen.
Yeah, I'm trying to tune this thing in before Ryan and Neela get here.
Neela? Did he say Neela was going to talk to us?
Yes, ma'am. I hope so. Ryan is talking to her now. Is that a problem?
Oh no, not a problem at all. It'll be good to see our little girl.
Mother? Ryan, you told me I could talk with my father.
You can. Lieber, are you there as well?
Yes, Ryan. I'm here. Neela, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm fine. But how are you?
I've been better.
Still under the weather. He just can't shake this thing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lieber. Do you need me to shake something up for you?
No, dear, he's sick.
Well, that explains why he looks so bad. Wait a minute, Mr. Ryan. The screen is fading out. We can't see or hear you. Tolip, what do I do?
Turn the yellow knob a little to the right.
Did you say to the right?
Yeah, about a quarter of a turn.
Okay. Oh, that's better. You can go ahead now.
Mother, what are you trying to do?
Trying to do? I don't know what you mean. Ryan just asked us to come to his office for our second meeting.
Second? You talked to my parents already and didn't tell me?
Yes. I had some questions for them, and they, especially your father, confirmed some things for me.
He did? Is that right, Father?
Yes, Neela. I told Ryan what a proud father I am, and that you and your brother broke the mold when you were born.
I see. Well, Ryan didn't tell me about that.
You were too busy making calls from your quarters.
What was that?
Nothing.
Hello? Are you still there? Oh, did we lose the connection?
We're still here, Eddie. As you can see from the map, we're well on our way to find Orb. I know the whole family will be glad when we catch up to him.
Yes, we certainly will. How much longer? It looks like you're getting pretty close.
Oh, we are. We had to change our course a few times, but we're right behind him now.
Yeah, see the red light? That's Orb's ship, and the blue light is Ryan's ship.
That's right, Eddie. So, we just wanted to give you an update. Lieber, sir.
Yes, Ryan?
I just wanted to give you a moment to say whatever you would like to your daughter.
Thank you, Ryan. Neela, I miss you so much. Would you do something for me?
Of course. Anything.
When you find your brother, tell him how important knowledge is. What the two of you have in your minds can change your lives.
What they have in their minds made them leave our planet. We want you to come back, dear. As soon as you find your brother, come back home. Will you promise me that?
Oh, we'll come back. I promise. And Father, thank you for everything you've given us.
You're welcome. I have to go back to my office.
Your office? But Mother sent you to the sphere.
I told you, Ryan, she has such an imagination. You're not in the sphere, are you, Lieber?
Not right now.
Ryan, we need to go. Is that all you needed?
Yes, that's all. Eddie?
Yes, Mr. Ryan?
You stay in touch with Timbus and Lieber, will you?
Oh, I will. You can count on it. I hope the connection was good enough on your end. It was a little fuzzy here.
It was just fine, Eddie. We heard what we needed to hear.
Good. Until next time!
All right. Explain yourself, Ryan.
I admit it. I spoke with your parents the first time to make sure you were telling the truth.
And was I?
Yes. Your mother has definitely been trying to stop us from finding Orb. So we switched the star map for this meeting to take her off our tail.
So why did you bring me in here?
I thought it would be good for you to see your father. It's obvious that your mother takes him out of the sphere only as a show for our sake. But he's still alive, and I knew that would be important to you.
Yes, it helps to know he still wants us to finish his work. And if I had to deal with my mother in the process, it was worth it.
I'm glad.
Ryan?
Yes?
I guess I should say thank you.
Well, the ice was starting to break. My decision to bring her into the meeting turned out to be a good one. Maybe that would be the first of several good decisions that would get me back
in
her
good
graces.
But I know now that making decisions just to get a positive reaction from her was not the best way to do things. I think she was waiting for me to make decisions based on my heart.
But
I wasn't quite ready for that yet.
I was still treating her like a case to solve. If she was a case, it was the hardest one I'd ever encountered. But all of that was about to be put on the back burner, because Orb was about to make a turn that would change everything.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With very few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Drop and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Summer Souza as the feminine Tolop, Robin Haynes as Orb, Georgiana Simoes as Timbus, Will Cass as Lieber, Scott Phillips as the Mafia Boss, and Austin Beach as Grud. Scott and Austin are from Audio Oblivious, an audio drama production house in Kentucky. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover, website, and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.